This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell U.S. senators that court should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statement for her confirmation hearing that begins this Monday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen describes the situation. The Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused one another on Monday of launching new attacks in and around the Nagorno-Karabakh region, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Azerbaijan said that its military positions had been shelled overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of the region, but populated and governed by ethnic Armenians, said its forces had repelled Azeri army attacks. The ceasefire had already been badly frayed on Sunday when Azerbaijan said it launched airstrikes against an Armenian regiment following what it said was an Armenian rocket attack on a civilian apartment building. And again, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett set to discuss her confirmation sometime today.
Barrett will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that policy decisions should be left to political branches of government. That's according to opening remarks obtained by the Associated Press. She will tell senators that courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in public life. She also will say that she is resolved to maintain the same perspective as her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and that no one will ever be able to take the place of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump nominated Barrett after Ginsburg died. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is VOA News.